Hello, 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 and happy almost new year. I almost didn't send this out since you are probably bombarded with New Year's messages, but you know, this is a big deal. Not only are we leaving the past year, but we are embarking on a whole new decade. There's actually something very significant about that. So today, I wanted to share some insights that I believe will greatly encourage you as you approach this next decade. But first, some context. So back in 2007 and 8, I had hoped to write a book. I received a seed of inspiration at a conference and joined a coaching program, which promised to support me and give me the strategies and tools I needed to write the book and share it. It was good. It was a good program. But what I discovered was I didn't have the faith that I could do it. In fact, what little puny faith I did have was diluted and corrupted by overwhelming fears. Fears of judgment, failure, accusation. I felt less than. And you know that voice, the voice that says, who do you think you are? And why would anyone read what you have to say? Well, all that encroached upon every word I tried to write. I kept trying to overcome the fears and, you know, rise up and be positive. But not understanding at the time how to do so, I grew exhausted to the point where I just quit. You know, those fears vexed me, not just because they stressed me out and caused me to quit, but more importantly, because I knew in my spirit that they were not aligned with God. Aligning with God and His love is one of my core passions, values, and practices. And when I'm not aligned, I'm out of sorts. Maybe you know what I mean. So I knew this confusing state had to change, even if I never wrote the book. Well, I saw clearly that fear had stopped me in my tracks, was thwarting my purpose and stealing my joy. It was so frustrating. Well, of course, God heard my heart's desire and He did something so sweet for me. He schooled me in something that I had paid little attention to before. His favor. Every day as I came before Him, I was given this new nugget, a new revelation, a new way favor worked and was applied. At first, I didn't know favor was a theme that He was working into me. But after months of being soaked in this beautiful gift and God turning my focus to favor, I began to see it everywhere. Even in my past, it enlightened my present and it gave me great excitement for my future. You know, the other fascinating thing was this. All those pre-programmed, deep-seated lies I believed about me, and there was a lot of them, let me tell you, they all began to be dissolved naturally without a whole lot of work. So as favor was taking over my mind and heart, I began to see myself and others and the world with a whole new set of eyes. Well, that was the end of 2009, and a new decade was upon us, 2010. So inspired by and armed, I guess you could say, armed with favor, I wrote a book. Yes. It wasn't the book I was trying to write, and it was a whole lot shorter, but in 6 weeks, I got it done. Not months, not years, 6 weeks. The book, Have I Ever Told You You're My Favorite?, was a story about my journey in discovering the favor of God and how it changed everything for me. It was completed. Not only did favor help me write this book, but it also changed my heart about sharing it. No longer filled with fear, I saw how this book could help so many others. This was no longer just about me. And over my lifetime, I've seen people, good people, compassionate people, people of faith, so stuck, sick, and full of hidden shame, to the point that living the abundant life seemed like a child's fantasy. I knew God had more for them, and I was compelled to encourage them and dispel any myths and misunderstandings they had about favor. And believe me, there is a lot of them, even now. Well, little did I know that this little book and my passionate mission would catapult me into a speaking career, something I never saw for myself. my talk, From Frustration to Fabulous Through the Favor of God, became surprisingly popular. And, true to form, God's favor opened doors I never thought to open. And they introduced me to people I never dreamed I'd meet. I even got to meet Eddie Money. Now, you may think, so what's the big deal? You know, Eddie Money passed away earlier this year. But Eddie Money was special to me. Back in the 80s, I loved his music. I had kind of a crush on him, to tell you the truth. And I just never dreamed I would get to meet him. And it was wonderful. I also met Lisa Osteen, Joel Osteen's sister. We actually spoke on the same stage and exchanged phone numbers. And she was a great blessing to me. So many things changed my life in ways that I never even imagined. Well, over the next decade, favor continued to work for me, showing me the way to make a difference in the lives of so many, to turning my coaching ministry, which, by the way, I never expected to be paid for. And guess what? I wasn't. But favor helped me to turn a ministry into a lucrative and prosperous coaching business. And you know, that's no small feat. I don't know if you have a ministry or you've had a ministry, but the ministry mindset can really be damaging, actually, to you prospering. So that had happened to me, but through the favor of God and the Holy Spirit teaching me, I learned how to turn this into a prosperous business. I also learned how, through the favor of God, to have intimate retreats in luxurious locations on the sea. You know, Ephesians 3:20 tells us that there is a power at work in us that will achieve dreams we didn't even know we had, accomplish way more than our thoughts, prayers, or wildest imagination. That's exactly what the last decade has been for me. So here's two things I want you to catch. Number one, we're on the threshold of a new decade. I don't have to tell you that. Everyone's talking about it, and I'm sure you've been having your own thoughts about that. Maybe you've been thinking about all that didn't happen for you, that you desired, or maybe you think about the things that went wrong, or maybe you had some major afflictions. I get it. My husband and I faced the horrible threat of stage 4 cancer, something we never anticipated. Thankfully, he was healed. But, you know, we didn't know that that was coming up. Let me give you another perspective. Maybe this will help. At the beginning of 2010, we didn't know what was awaiting us. We couldn't have predicted all that the past decade would bring. We didn't know the hidden opportunities or unspoken dreams that would be fulfilled, or even the challenges we would meet. We just didn't know. You know, a lot of times when we are doing our planning or envisioning our future, and setting down our goals, you know, people say, well, what are you committed to over the next decade, next year? Well, when we put all those things down, sometimes we just get interrupted. Our best plans get waylaid. And the dreams we thought we had weren't really the dreams meant for us. Or the desires we thought we had weren't actually the true desires of our hearts. But something better came along. Or we learned something in the experience that was so transformative and powerful. And maybe we discovered, this is really what I needed. This is really what I wanted. This is way more fulfilling, or even fun, more than I imagined. Well, every day is a new day, and every day God's mercies are new. And every day is an opportunity for an adventure in favor. So, as you stand at the threshold of this new year, I bet you can look back and see the hand of God guiding you, loving you, prospering you, and meeting you in some of your greatest challenges, and even the fulfillment of your destiny and purpose. Number two, if you study and focus on favor, you'll see it everywhere. You know what's really interesting? Right now, in this time of history, so many people are talking about favor. Even Joel Osteen has a new book called The Power of Favor. It's not like favor's disappeared or people haven't been teaching about it, but favor is having a resurgence. It's popping up everywhere, just like it did 10 years ago. When you see a concept or a truth reemerging in a more enlightened, heightened way, that's the work of God, and it means something. So if you make favor a subject of deep contemplation and study, while we are in the energy of favor right now especially, and you seek to see it everywhere, you will approach the next decade with greater adventure and joyful anticipation. You don't have to know exactly where you're going or how you're going to get there. You actually can't. Chances are it won't look anything like you thought. But if you have an eye and heart to embrace the favor of God in your life, you will have a more exciting time coming up. This is Marianne Amen, and Happy New Year. Look back with delight and look forward with anticipation.